Item number four, please.
Item number four is from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, submitting an informational report regarding requests for proposals soliciting interest in the operation of a beer garden at various Milwaukee County Parks locations. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman, supervisors, I am speaking at a conference on how to engage your community in your park system. I think today's meeting exemplifies that, which I think we should be very proud of and the rest of the country will be learning about. However, I have to get on a plane. So Mr. Rozak will be taking over and be addressing the beer gardens for information.
Thank you so much. Have a good flight. Mr. Rozak.
Chairman, supervisors, as many of you know, we've issued a request for proposal for beer gardens. Because of the rich history, when the idea was brought to us, we decided an RFP was the right way to go to gauge the level of interest and the strengths of multiple proposals. We're looking for vendors who can increase the enjoyment in the parks, possibly upgrade some of our buildings, and obviously earn some additional revenue for the parks. There are multiple locations identified in the RFP, but the RFP was very general and open to any submittals for anywhere in our park system. In mid-December, the actual RFP was advertised in the Business Journal. It was posted on our website and was delivered to many local businesses. The RFP submission window closed last Friday, January 20th. We have received some proposals. Some more may still filter in if they're postmarked before Friday. Over the next several weeks, the department is going to evaluate these proposals to determine if they are adequate to move forward with, and the park's plans on bringing any such proposals back to the committee in March to discuss.
Questions by committee members? So this is just essentially first blush, introducing this subject to the committee itself.
Correct.
We'll be hearing much more about this as the process proceeds. We do have one card. Did you have a question?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Okay. Chairman. I've been hearing rumblings about this, but nothing through our official channels. And then one day in the paper, it appears, oh, the county parks is considering beer gardens. I didn't know anything about that. I wasn't very pleased to see that. I'd appreciate if you'd keep us in direct communication when considering things that will affect the parks in my district, that I should have a voice in the consideration thereof. Thank you, Mr. Rosa.
And I think that that is the intent of this item being presented on the agenda as information, as it has been today, to begin to familiarize the committee with the concept. We had one card from Mr. John Luntz. Mr. Luntz, you'd like to be heard?
Yes, please.
On behalf of Preserve Our Parks,
Yes, Preserve Our Parks. I guess I share Supervisor Haas's concern about the way this comes about. The first rumbling we heard was that, hey, there's going to be a beer park in beer garden in Esterbrook Park, and that was from a friend of mine who happens to be one of the friends of Esterbrook Park, as I am. On their official mailing list. It had never come up before the Friends of Esterbrook Park, as far as I know, because there has never been any communications with the park. As a representative of Preserve Our Parks, I have to say that our organization is very much concerned with the manner in which some of these things come to light. Now we're seeing that there's a possibility of four different parks that are possibilities, and the public has never had a chance to weigh in on any of this at this time, and the county board has not had a chance to weigh in on it. So it's a matter of what is the proper procedure. I didn't quite hear when this request for proposal went out. Was it 25th of September or the 25th of December?
December.
And the deadline was the 30th of January. Now, that to me seems a relatively short turnaround time for a serious vendor to get in, examine the facilities, try to put together what they need to do to get them up to snuff. I understand that Sue Black's really concerned about getting her bathrooms open, and we can appreciate that. And the fact that the park's budgets has been fractured so much over the years, you know, puts her in a real bind. So she's jumping after opportunities to bring in revenue. But I'm open to the idea of beer gardens in the parks. I personally am, and I know some of the members of Preserve Our Parks that have talked to me are not opposed to the concept, but the procedure is one that concerns us very much. So I would appreciate it very much if you all would think about the proper procedure for going around and deciding what is best in our parks. If we start opening up our parks to private development, the family that, or the business that was stated to be the one that's going into Estabrook Park, what do we do about Lakefront Brewery, Sprecher, or anyone else who says, hey, how come I didn't get a chance to get in that park? So I think there should be a proper procedure for the way these things evolve, and I wish you would all look into that and try to figure out a good way to accomplish that. Thank you.
And I think this is intended as perhaps even a temporary use permit that would normally be allowed under any circumstance in the park to test the concept and the viability of whether or not, and get some public response to it as well. And certainly where there's beer, we will have those restrooms open.
I'm not concerned about
that. Mr. Osek, do you have something to
add? I guess I wanted to comment. Yeah, I mean, the proposal was so general. We wanted to get back something to go out, you know, work with the supervisor of the areas where the proposals were, meet with the friends groups and things like that on specific proposals. We did notify a majority of the groups and supervisors in the areas of the proposals going out. But until we get something specific back, this next stage would be when we would work with all of those groups to determine how we would work through the proposal.
And I think we'll look forward to hearing more on this in future meetings. Supervisor Jersey?
The only comment I would make is beer gardens in the parks is not a new concept in Milwaukee. And one need only listen to John Goethe to tell you the many beer gardens that were along the lakes and the riverfronts and so on. I mean, this is a long tradition in Milwaukee County to have beer gardens in our parks and areas. I do think we need to be careful in how we monitor this, of course. There are issues that anytime you have alcohol and so on. But, you know, it's an informational item, so going forward we'll certainly look at it. But to suggest that this is something new in our parks is not true.
Supervisor, you've been creative.
Thank you. So then what is the timeline for you to come back with the information that you've received, the bids?
Well, we would come back during the March cycle, but what proposals come in, I don't know how many there totally are. We'd work with the supervisors in those areas. Hey, there is a proposal. Bring you up to speed and carry you along until the March cycle so that you know what's going to come forward.
So if those were due January 20th and you're a supervisor that haven't heard from you all, that's, we can assume that there's no one interested in bidding in one of your parks?
Well, we haven't opened all of them yet, but
they're
still sitting in the envelopes, and some still might come in if they're postmarked before Friday. So once we open them and get them in order and review them, we'll bring the supervisors up to speed that those with the proposals that would affect your area.
Was County Executive Abley informed about this concept?
I'm not 100% positive on that.
I think that's it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Are there further questions by committee? If not, this item is informational, and we will be hearing more as we proceed.